impact of this video. And so I want us to pull that up again, and let's just enjoy this. This guy's riding his bike full speed. Boom. Can we watch that one more time? Just to soak it in a little bit. He's going backwards. Let's get the sound. Oh! Wow. Don't do that. It's not fun. He's laying there for a long time. All right, we can put the stuff back up there. Tonight, what we're talking about is the good fight. And what that is your relationship with your parents. And right now, you might be having a lot of fights with your parents. But I want to tell you that there's a good way to fight and a bad way to fight. And tonight I want to teach you the good way to fight, because there is a good way to fight when it comes to you and your parents and your relationship. And so before we start tonight, I just want to pray. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to be here with this group of students. I see this as like a family. The Bible talks about how this is the family of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so today we're going to share something that is very important, but might be just a lot of emotions attached to this. Because I don't know every household that's represented here tonight. And I don't know the hurts and the pains that have been caused in every household. And Father, I don't know all of those things, but you do. And so I pray right now, Father, that I step out of the way and that you speak, that your truth speaks, God. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So yesterday, I was over at Buffalo Wild Wings. You've been to Wild Wings Cafe? Wild Wings Cafe. Love chicken wings. So I'm in there, looking at the menu, getting my order ready, sitting there with my family. Now, my wife just had our second child, little daughter, a month and a half old, and she's beautiful. She's just a great little girl. So she's sitting there in her little carrier and, just being cute and all that stuff. And so we're checking out the menu, about to order, and all of a sudden, the guy who is the manager comes walking around the corner, and he's just standing there. A little creepy, but he's standing there, and he's staring at my daughter. Even creepier. So he comes up and walks up and introduces himself. Hey, I'm Steve. I just couldn't help but look at your daughter. Said, yeah, she's a month and a half old. Just started to explain to him, just everything, the process, all that stuff. Just how she's doing. And he's just smiling, just cheesing. He says, I got a daughter. I said, really? Well, that's great. Well, how old's your daughter? 14. She's 14 years old. I can't handle that girl. I mean, this girl is always up in my face. She won't listen to anything I say, and he just starts going off. We're just like, we're just here to enjoy some buffalo wings, sir. But he starts getting really intense and getting in our face a little bit, because he started to tell us about this interaction that he had with his daughter. He said, I went and I picked up my daughter at Carowinds. Carowinds is this theme park. He says, she should have been happy. But she wasn't. And so she starts talking about how all this negative stuff and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and just talking my ear off. And I can't handle it. And he said, I turned to my daughter. And I said, stop it. Remember, we're in the middle of Buffalo, we're about to get some buffalo wings here. And this guy's getting a little animated. He said, you just need to quiet. Stop. See, isn't there anything positive in your life right now that you can talk about? Because if there's not, then I want you to. And when we get home, you are going to march into your room and close the door and night-night. Okay? Wow. This guy's getting pretty worked up about this interaction that he had with his daughter. And he says, the crazy thing is, if I would bring my daughter to you, she'd be normal. She wouldn't have the same type of attitude that she does with me. But isn't that true for all of us? I don't know what it is, but it seems like the people who are closest to us, it's the hardest to love sometimes. You know, it's like we see their flaws. We see everything that just sticks out to us, that rubs us the wrong way. And it's tough. Because I grew up in a household where I got parents that they loved me. But I had a dad who I just could not relate to. Completely different from me. And put a lot of pressures on me that I felt like I just couldn't live up to. And for some of you today, you might have walked in here, you might feel that same pressure. You might feel that same tension. And you get into these fights with your parents, and you're like, how do I handle this? How do I do this? Because some of the things that come out of my mouth, some of the things that I do, I just don't want it to happen. See, but fighting, especially with your parents, is all about this one word tonight. It's about perspective. It's perspective. It's being able to see something that you might not see. Because for us, we've all been in dumb fights, haven't we? And we've all been at that place where we said, you know, I don't even know what I'm fighting for right now. But my perspective, I see it this way, and that's what's right. And I'm going to do everything I can to fight for this perspective, no matter what my parents say. But what happens is we don't have the whole picture. See, because perspective is all about one view. But God has placed us in a position where we need to see the perspective from all views. And sometimes, even though this might be crazy, we're not always right. You know? But what happens is we want it my way instead of your way. I want it to be my way instead of whatever it is that my parents are telling me to do. And that will cause major amounts of friction in your household and really for your life. Because it doesn't end just when you're 18 and you get out of the house. It keeps going. Because your parents are your parents. And God placed them in your life. And so how do we deal with that? How do we see God's perspective in all of this? See, there are two verses that I want to look at today. And this is going to set us up for where we're going. Because this is just the beginning of it all right here. Okay, and so this is from Malachi 4:6. And here's what it says. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And check this out. This is what God says next. Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Yo, what? God's going to do what? He's going to strike the land with a curse. What he's saying here in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, this is the last book in the Old Testament before the 400 years of silence that God does not speak to the people of Israel. He says, what's important to him is a father and their relationship with their child and the child and their relationship with their father. So God leaves that as the goal of the end of the Old Testament. Wow, okay, or else there will be a curse on the land. Got it. So God gives us that right there. And then he gets into the New Testament. Okay, and Jesus comes along. And there was 400 years of silence, and then the New Testament comes, and then all of a sudden, Luke 1:17. And they're prophesying about what's happening next, and Jesus being prepared and all this stuff. Talking about John the Baptist here, he says, he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. See, it wasn't only an Old Testament thing, but it's a New Testament thing. It is not just a then thing, it is a now thing. God wants us to have a good relationship with our parents. And what he says is it has something to do with the heart. It's the heart. See, right now, your heart is in a place where you are either fighting with your parents, and it is turned far away from your parents and saying, I don't want to hear anything you have to say, or your heart is turned toward your parents and saying, I'm ready to listen because I believe that God has placed you in my life for a reason. And if your heart is turned away, there will be great amounts of friction and tension in your household. And I'm not, God, he's not stupid. He knows that some of you right now are in households where it's just terrible. You hate going home. You hate the tension. You hate the friction every day. You don't want to be a part of it. He knows that. But what he's saying is, it's not about your parents right now. It's about you. Where is your heart? Is it turned away or is it turned towards? Because God wants you to make a decision because his word is true. He wants it to be toward your parents. He wants to teach you something through this. And so this is important to God. God wants us to have a good relationship with our parents. See, in order for this to happen, in order for your heart to start to change, for God to start to change your heart and for you to start to change the fight, because let's be honest, we don't want to fight with our parents. That's like the last thing we want to do. But sometimes your emotions get all in it and you just get so fired up and you're just like, man, I don't even want to listen to what you have to say. But I'm telling you, today God wants to change your heart and he wants you to change the fight. And so today I want to teach you how to change the fight. And it's this simple verse from James chapter 1, verse 19. And it's going to sound really simple, but it is the hardest thing that you can do. And so here it is, verse 19. He says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. All right, so God gave us this direction here. He's saying, you want to know how to change the fight right here. Here's the first step. And this one's going to be tough. But he says, be quick to listen. I was listening to one of our students in Blitz speak. He's one of you guys. He's a senior in high school. And he says, God gave us two ears and one mouth. So was God trying to tell us something through that? Maybe he gave us more ears than he did a mouth because he wanted us to use these a little bit more than we do this. But that's tough. That's hard. See, because have you ever gotten into a fight with your parents before and you're like, man, I wish I didn't say that. The emotions got caught up and I just said it. I hate you, whatever it is that came out, and you're just like, man, I knew it was coming, but I didn't want it to be there. And that's why God tells us right here, first off, before anything, be quick to listen. You wanna change the fight with your parents? Listen first. And I guarantee you, they'll notice. They'll notice if you say, you know what, I'm not even gonna say anything. They're talking to me. I'm not even going to fight back. I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to listen, and I'm going to hear them out. Because maybe what they say to you might actually be reasonable. It might actually be right. And so if you're willing to be quick to listen, it could change the fight like that, and it won't even become a fight. It will help you towards a good relationship with your parents. Next thing it says in James 1:9 is to be slow to speak. Be slow to speak. Don't say it. Think through your words before they come out. Think how they could be taken by your parents. Because then you start to see from their perspective a little bit more. Right? And the last one is slow to become angry. See, when anger takes over, you can't reason with anger. It just starts going off and just starts saying things and doing things and punching through walls and all that stuff. You know this. You've seen it. Because maybe you've seen it in your parents. And maybe that's how they fought with their parents. And it's just the cycle again and again and again. And God's saying, I want something different from your life. Did that work before? No, it didn't. Okay, let's do something different. Slow to become angry. See, fighting for relationship might be surrendering, putting this down, your right be right. Get what I'm saying? Sometimes fighting this way might be surrendering your right. What's my right? I'm right. I'm right all the time. Surrendering your right to be right and looking to your parents and saying, teach me. I want to learn. Because the way that God set it up is that your parents, in the end, and I know there are terrible circumstances, but in most cases, your parents really want the best for you. They do. And it's hard to see it sometimes. Because what we do is we talk before we listen, we shout, we get angry, we slam the door, and we don't want to talk anymore. And really, God's saying, there's something better than this type of lifestyle. I've got something more for you. But you got to change the fight. See, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. James 1:19. That could change your life forever. See, I want you to think for a minute. What does your relationship right now look like with your parents? I want you to think about, how does it look when we fight? Because really, the bottom line is this. Your perspective, God placed them over you, and he wants to teach you something through them, even though it's tough. Seeing it's always position over perspective. Parents, position is here, and so they see a little bit more from up here over perspective, which our perspective is down here. We don't see everything all the time because we're caught up so much in emotions. I was sitting with, I was sitting with my family one day, and I got this text message. It was from my friend. He was my best friend in high school. And he sent me a message, and he said, my dad died today. Make sure you talk to yours. I was like, wow. So I gave him a call. I said, what's going on? He said, my dad recently moved and moved far away, and I hadn't talked with him in a long time, and me and my dad would fight all the time. You know this, Randall. You were in my household. You saw it. He said, today my dad committed suicide, and there were a lot of unsaid things that I needed to say to my dad. There are a lot of things that I needed to make right with my dad, and I didn't. He said, today, Randall, you need to call your dad up and you need to just tell him everything that you need to say. He said, because I didn't do that and I won't get the chance to. He says, it just kills me. See, some of us today, we need to have that conversation, but we got to change the fight first. We got to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. And I guarantee you, you will see a different perspective that you've never seen before. And you will be in a position to see a perspective that God wanted you to see. It will help you. Father God, I pray that today,